The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are here on this Tuesday, where we've got 10% off iComplex CS at the Power Mall, in addition to the North American Urban Spice products. You get $300. When you spend that, you get $20 off your order. So you get, for $280, you get $300 worth of goodies from North American Urban Spice. And, of course, Justin Porter will be joining us for one segment this show, along with Lee Williams, talking about those firearms that teachers in Tennessee get to have. Yeah, this is going to be interesting because Governor Bill Lee signed that into law, and you won't know which teachers are armed. But you let any of these people come into the school and try and shoot the place up, and they will face their day of reckoning because these people will be trained on how to use their firearm, and it will become a weapon of choice. We also have a new Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Remember the apricot seeds we talked about? You can use the code Power Hour Nation at checkout. They're on the partners tab as well as Prepper Beep. U.S. Coin Capital, they are also partners of ours. And, of course, let me see here, the Prepper Beef. I mean, I've ordered some of that stuff. It's really good. And since we're 100% reader-supported platform, we appreciate, you know, people like Kevin, who saves all of his $1 bills and sends them all in at once to donate. Great idea for anybody who wants to help us out and keep us on the air for 2024. Really need to do that because we got all sorts of things happening in the news today that may excite you. People are finally waking up and taking notice and figuring out a way to get around what's going on here. And we'll tell you about that. All North American Urban Spice orders, by the way, are being drop shipped. And so the complete catalog, we're still working on that on the website, on the Power Mall. So if you don't see something, but you know they have it, North American Urban Spice does, you can send us a quick email at support@thepowermall.com or call and let us know. That's 877-817-9829. Jay is standing by. Linda will be joining later. Please pray for Carol, by the way. We prayed for her yesterday, but continue to lift her up in your prayers. She recently found out she has cancer. And, of course, thepowerhour.com has a community tab where you can click on prayer requests and submit them. We also have the Vitamir toothpaste. When you donate $25 or more, make sure you call the Power Hour, or Power Mall, rather, 877-817-9829 to donate, and then you'll get the toothpaste. You can't just do it online. It doesn't work like that. And, of course, we replay on Rumble every day. Clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com, it goes, takes you right to Rumble. We have Power Hour catalogs for those of you who do not have internet, because some of you don't. We get it. And check out our partners tab, too, on thepowerhour.com, and make sure you call, let us know when you buy from them so we get credit, because that's how it keeps the world going around. We basically need to stay on the air this year, especially more than ever. All right? Okay, moving along to world news. Now, there is some, every so often I get a reporter and I'm watching the Substack pages to see what's coming across, because there's more truth on there coming out now than ever before. People who are libtards do not go on Substack and like me and do stuff, or like the Power Hour and do stuff and put stuff out there that people can use. Well, we got some information now from Greg Reese, who normally reports for InfoWars, but given the subject matter of this, because everybody's wanting to know why all these Chinese military-aged men, are infiltrating the United States of America. I think Reese explained this quite well, because apparently people in the UK have woken up, and the finger pointing is going on, and it's the United Nations that's doing this. Let's roll tape and listen to what he has to say.
The southern border of the United States is wide open, and the federal government has been conducting a wide-scale criminal operation of flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing them across the United States, and providing them with homes and financial support. The GOP's talking point has been that this is all about election fraud, but this has been happening all across the Western world for over a decade. This is something far more sinister than election fraud. The Population Division of the United Nations concerns themselves with international migration. In the year 2000, they published Replacement Migration, a solution put forth to deal with declining and aging populations. For years, we were told that this was a conspiracy theory. But now that we are seeing tens of millions murdered by the experimental shots, it is becoming more clear what the objective is. We are told that these are poor families fleeing tyranny, but there are massive amounts of healthy young men without any families. And time again, we have seen them act violently against the native population, with very little repercussions from the law. As we are expecting the announcement of Disease X and another lockdown, a recent report from UK's Jim Ferguson provides a plausible explanation of what we are seeing.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35, young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers, and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped to France. They all sign the Official Secrets Act. Then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious. They're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
John, I mean, you say you've spoken to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed. Because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks. And they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in, because there's a cultural disassociation. And that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people didn't realize, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, Joe.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait, because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed, and unfortunately it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people in 10 minutes.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So there you have it. You see, every so often he comes out with something that's very pertinent, and this is very pertinent. Now, why do I play his message now? Why that one? Well, because our next story involves something Technocracy News pointed out, and that is Trilateral Commissioner Peter Sutherland, who passed away in 2018, hailed as the father of globalization, was the undisputed architect of Europe's disastrous immigration policy. That's why I brought this on. The scurrilous rat set the immigration quotas for Europe and then enforced them as nations resisted the Islamic invasion. Nobody today has a clue how this happened. Massive migration or immigration has not delivered the economic growth successive UK governments claimed it would, and it's contributed to rising pressure on public services. Britain's former immigration minister, Robert Jenrick, claimed in a report written in collaboration with a leading think tank he quit his job. The Center for Policy Studies published this week several findings that challenge the Western liberal narrative that mass immigration fuels economic growth, provides a fiscal benefit, and it's a force for good European nations. The scale and composition of recent migration has failed to deliver significant economic and fiscal benefits its advocates promised, while putting enormous pressure on housing, public services, infrastructure. Study found that net migration accounted for 89% of the 1.34 million increase in England's housing deficit over the last decade, resulting in a major housing shortage and pushing house prices to record property price to salary ratio. Now, you just look at this and what's going to come to America. And what's happening in America right now? We have all these people in here that are military-age men. What are they going to do with them? I mean, what Greg Reese just said makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. As a matter of fact, the WHO right now, and I'm talking about the World Health Organization, all right, they are really going into overtime mode trying to get this pandemic treaty drafted, not without pushback. Everybody is saying, nope. We're not signing this, the UK being one of them. See, United Kingdom health officials issued statements during negotiations last week suggesting London isn't going to sign to the draft as it currently exists, as it's a threat to the country's sovereignty. Conservative leader Nigel Farage, who you just heard talked about on this last report, launched a campaign this week to oppose the adoption of that accord, warning it could result in an international push for mandatory lockdowns and vaccines. Now, if you don't want them coming to your door with a jab, you need to do something about it. In the United States, Republican lawmakers have taken the lead in opposing a push to bind America to this accord, potentially without following the constitutional provisions required for the country to sign into a treaty-level agreement. In March, Representative Todd Tiffany of Wisconsin introduced a bill specifying that if passed, the White House could not become a signatory to this accord without recognizing it as a treaty, which would require two-thirds of the Senate to approve. In April, over half the Senate signed a letter to Biden opposing the pandemic accord. So now you know what they're doing. And of course, Tedros, you know, that little whippersnapper at the WHO, responded to the criticism by claiming that any concerns about the erosion of sovereignty are misinformation, and we know that's a lie. And of course, he says the WHO will not even be a party to the agreement. The parties are governments and governments alone, Tedros said in February, far from exceeding sovereignty. Really? That's another lie. We don't need them telling us what to do. If you're sick, stay home, right? And if they come to your door with a needle and say you have to take this, well, I'll leave it up to your imagination as to how some of you are going to respond. And of course, now at 13 minutes after the hour, we move along to U.S. news. There is a report out, and this can't be good for the rest of us, especially in the subject of criminal behavior. More than half of immigrants in America are unemployed. And what did I tell you about that? Now, this is the Biden administration's report. The Center for Immigration Studies released a report yesterday. 46% of migrants who arrived in the U.S. in 2022 or later were employed as of the beginning of this year. Now, what about the other 50-some-odd percent? Yeah. What are they going to do? Sit around looking for work? Suck off the teat of the American economy? Suck off a welfare? Suck off Uncle Sam? Suck off Joe Biden? I mean, who are they going to suck off of? There's no, there. Where are the teats? The money's running out, folks. Who's paying for this? We the people. How's that going to work? You know, see, and I told you about the have-nots and how they were going to start behaving. I mean, this is crazy. And see, all these corporations want to hire millions of foreign-born immigrants while the number of American citizens with jobs starts going away, decreasing from pre-COVID-19 levels. Imagine that. And now your kids are going to college for what? Yeah, what are these children going to college for? Now they're grown up, right? They're supposed to make a decent decision as to what kind of livelihood they want. We'll talk about that in the show. By the way, now that everybody is starting to figure out that Trump has a gag order on him, and that if he does it again, he's going to jail, and the Republicans know damn well how that's going to work out. So yesterday in court, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio showed up. Yeah. And several others. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. Nicole Malliotakis from New York. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. All showed up in court. Now, see, they can look at what's going on and get out there like they did, referring to Mr. Cohen, who's on the stand again, who's they're trying to play pin the tail on the donkey, and Cohen's lying through his teeth. We all know it. Mr. Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, said he was a serial liar and there should be no reason that anybody should listen to him. But at the end of the day, the Democrats are trying to beat Trump in the jury box because they can't beat him at the ballot box, according to Alabama's Senator Tuberville. That's the end of the story. So I'm from the South. I'm here today to represent and pay my respect to what President Trump's going through. It's a tough time for him, but you saw what happened this weekend. He's got more support than ever because of what they're putting him through in that courtroom. Ms. Malliotakis said Mr. Bragg should focus on the actual crime occurring in the streets of New York City, of which she represents Staten Island and Brooklyn. The case is called The People of the State of New York versus Donald J. Trump, but the people of the state of New York know that this is a sham trial, according to Ms. Malliotakis. The people of America know this is a sham trial based on the star witness. It's a convicted, disbarred perjurer who lied to Congress multiple times. So why should the jury believe him? Oh, it gets better. Guess who showed up in court today to support Trump? Yeah. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Doug Burgum from North Dakota. Vivek Ramaswamy, Byron Donalds, Corey Mills. They all showed up to support Trump. Last week, Rick Scott even showed up. I mean, everybody's coming in there because what they're doing is they're visually observing because, see, Judge Merchant cannot gag everybody. He can't stop elected officials from making comments about the judge, the jury, the witnesses, and the prosecution. Because if he tries to gag everybody, he's going to cause such a major political uproar, he'll be forced to declare a mistrial. And then Reuters, the SOBs, had to turn around, go out on a limb to demonstrate the alt-right aspect of MAGA supporters. Because now, because Trump is visibly frustrated, well, see, that's why more people need to show up. Because they're going to go out and do Trump's talking for him. See, because if it comes out of Trump's mouth, he violates his gag order. But if everybody else comes in and witnesses what's going on in that courtroom, they can go out and they can slam anybody they want and talk about the libtard witnesses and the fact that, hey, you guys are risking your life limb. If you convict this guy, you are going to set off a political you-know-what storm, and they're coming after you. I mean, these people literally could do it. Well, it gets better. Because Reuters went out on a limb and started talking about what the alt-right or ultra-right of MAGA supporters are doing. Oh, yeah. I mean, people are writing and posting on Truth Social and other platforms. Treason's a hangable offense. They should all be executed. Oh, I mean, it gets better than that. You know, and of course, Reuters and the Democrats and everybody else are, you know, describing, well, this is just Trump. He's mobilizing to violence. Now, Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung did not respond to specific questions about the post. But Trump has the right to criticize what he calls unconstitutional witch hunts, according to Chung. He also asserted without citing examples, Trump's been the target of calls for despicable violence from Democrats and crazed lunatics. On patriots.win, an online forum that describes itself as Trump's community of choice, Trump's attacks on courts and judges regularly spur calls for violence. Merchan needs to be strangled with piano wire, one poster wrote. He deserves garroting in the street, wrote another. Gateway Pundit, also another mouthpiece for Trump, inspired violent rhetoric against judges. These judges and lawyers should hang for perpetrating these fraud cases, a commenter wrote, suggesting the executions would be an example for future generations of judges and lawyers. FBI and New York PD declining to comment on whether the threatening posts directed at New York judges were under federal or local investigation. Well, of course, they're not going to tell you that. So that means everybody that's getting on social media posting this crap is now subjecting themselves to being arrested and charged with making terroristic threats. Do you understand that? The Democratic Party would just love for you to do that, which is why I told you to stay off of social media. Let the elected officials trounce on them. They're not going to say anything stupid. They're elected officials. They got a career to protect, right? But they are going to come out and call this trial what it is. And they're going to ridicule everybody involved in it. Trump doesn't need to do anything. He's got all these mouthpieces of elected officials coming in for him. And they're going to take that back to Congress. Oh, I guarantee this is not going to look pretty. Not in November if we get that far. Oh, by the way, former Massachusetts prison is going to be turned into a migrant shelter. Yeah, we'll leave the light on for you. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, who's a Democrat, is turning the Bay State Correctional Center into a temporary emergency shelter for migrants. A statement from Norfolk Town Administrator Justin Casanova Davis said, as of 2024, the population of the town of Norfolk was estimated to be 11,676 people. Well, not anymore. Yep. Wow. Gotta love that. While Massachusetts deals with the surge of migrants, I mean, 3,500 of them right now, many citizens have begun fleeing. State records have shown the state spends roughly $64 to feed each migrant each day and is on track to spend around $1 billion by next year. So citizens are starting to leave the state of Massachusetts. They're selling their homes to other libtards who think they have the right to live there and do whatever they want with no consequence, and they're getting the hell out of Dodge. In the economy and business sector, Red Lobster, I know, Red Lobster is closing 48 locations around the U.S. I spent a lot of time on their website last night. Man, I wish I had enough vehicles and trucks and stuff to clean out one of those locations. Here's what they're doing. They're selling the furniture, the fixtures, and the equipment. Now, somebody wanted to outfit a restaurant to raise money for something. Yeah. Literally. This Friday. I mean, on Thursday night, winner takes all. So you go in there to their website, because it's posted in the article, and you register to be a bidder. Now, here's the reason they filed for Chapter 11 is because of this all-you-can-eat shrimp promotion led to the company losing $11 million in 2023. You know, for those who have been in the U.S. recently, $20 is very cheap. According to the CFO, the rationale for the promotion was to say we knew the price was cheap, but the idea was to bring more traffic in. Well, didn't quite work the way they wanted to. In 2020, Thai Union, a Thailand-based company that produces seafood products, bought a stake in Red Lobster. Thai Union revealed in January of this year it's going to be exiting from its investment and would be taking roughly a $530 million loss as a result of its investment in Red Lobster. So now they got to liquidate 48 stores. And here's what they're doing. They have a list of all the stuff on the website of Tag X Brands. That's T-A-G small E-X Brands. Neil Sherman is the CEO and founder of Tag X Brands. His company is going to be hosting the largest restaurant liquidation through an online auction. And here's the way it is. If you go to the TagX Brands website and you can actually click on all the states and cities that have Red Lobsters they closed, there is a list or pictures or both of all the stuff they're selling. And it's not an auction for each item. It's a winner take all. Which means you got to take the tables, the booths, the ice makers, the bar, The bar set up, sorry, no booze and food. That's not included. All the fixtures off the walls, the stools, the tables, everything. The saute stations, steel tables, all of it. There's a list on each one of these 48. And I mean, I've seen the bids right now, $3. I'm serious. San Antonio is $5,100 at last check. That's the minimum bid. I mean, and then now they're taking bids in increments of $100. But can you imagine buying out an entire restaurant of equipment for $1,000? Huh, you could resell that and make a killing. That's what I'm saying. You know, they're in Chapter 11. I really don't think they care. Now, they do have the right to pull the plug if they, you know, get one of these $4 bids, because there's no way they're going to let that go. And they can do that all the way up to the time that you come to pick up the gear, which is this Friday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. So this came upon me all of a sudden. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. They should have given us a little more notice. I mean, more people would have gotten into this thing. People would have gotten really creative, but nope, not going to happen. We have an article on our health section about why some people just cannot lose weight. Thyroid issues. Yep. Could be testosterone, too, which is what we're going to be talking to Justin Porter about here after the bottom of the hour break. Weight gain, hair loss, constant feeling of fatigue and apathy. The cause of these symptoms may be a malfunction of the thyroid gland, but often this problem is caught too late. Hypothyroidism, subclinical. There's an epidemic. Dana Churchill. Dr. Dana Churchill is a naturopath in California at the Churchill Center. TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That's why today's main test is used to analyze that. It may not reflect the true situation of the thyroid because it won't be representative of your entire body. This would only be representative of an ideal area where TSH would be near normal most of the time, leaving the brainstem into the pituitary gland. He believes it's necessary to take a more comprehensive approach to thyroid testing, such as examining lab data, interviewing the patient, palpitating the thyroid gland, measuring body temperature, assessing bowel function. This is really very important for the thyroid because a lot of the autoimmunity the body creates or chemicals that are heavy metals or things like that in the body is created in the gut. Do you see? It is what you eat. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, refused to take up the case of app developers who were accusing Apple of antitrust violations for refusing to make COVID-19 tracking and Bitcoin apps available in the company's app store. The petition for review in the Coronavirus Reporter versus Apple Inc. was denied in an unsigned order. No justices dissented. App makers sued Apple, claiming the Silicon Valley giant had violated antitrust laws. Its refusal to allow its apps constituted censorship. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit rejected the lawsuit late last year. The Biden administration also came after him. Their DOJ filed its own antitrust suit, but, you know, claiming it was a monopoly. It's really not, because you got Android. In a surveillance state, got a story on highway robbery and how car companies steal your data. I really want to save that for the next hour and talk about that as well. Under energy and environment, Vermont is trying to pass a climate bill that would demand oil companies pay for extreme weather events. Gee, that means every time it snows, they're going to be hitting them up because of climate change. These people are nuts. We'll talk about that, too. Justin Porter joins us after these important messages from the Power Mall here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are, and probably not where Justin Porter is. Well, no, it might be Central Time where you are. Is it?
I believe it is, yeah.
All right, there you go. Heck of a deal. So, you know, North American Urban Spice, by the way, these products, we carry every single thing that they have in stock. It's all by dropship. And if you spend $300, this is the time to stock up. Remember, I just ran my commercial there. You need to buy 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family, and you should keep them in stock. Now, here's the thing about that. If you bought extra, you'd be taking it on a regular basis. But Nuke Protect, if you buy 4 bottles now, the shelf life on that stuff will probably get you through the next couple of years. Just to keep them in a cool, dark place, you know, avoid the heat and all that other good stuff. And the stuff will last you. It doesn't go away. I mean, it's, you know, it's like every other, it's not like every other big pharma, because it's got all natural stuff. It doesn't have the synthetic crap they put in it. So Justin Porter joins us again from North American Urban Spice. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we've been covering all the necessaries here. But, you know, people have been, and we've had Dr. Mark Richards on the show before. And he's talked about the fact that we seem to lack testosterone. And so a lot of people, they're looking at the cost of getting one of these injections, either in their butt or in their love handle. And they're going, my gosh, I can't afford that, especially our audience. And so the thing is that we have some holistic approaches that could possibly help. And we brought Justin on the show this morning to talk about that. Justin, if you could go ahead and elaborate. First off, why do we have a loss of testosterone?
Well, it's an interesting subject, isn't it? And we've seen a decline in testosterone levels in men and women over the last 100 years to levels where I think they're saying now that the teenagers or early young adults who should be at the absolute highest levels of testosterone have the equivalent of what 100 years ago elderly men had. And, you know, it's just shocking to think. But when you really analyze all the toxicity that we're inundated with, the horrific diets that we're on today, the inclusion of soy in our food chain, it's kind of easy to see why it's happened. And, you know, every day we deal with people who are coming to us and saying they just don't have, you know, the testosterone that they require, and it's such an important hormone. I never advocate for actually getting injections of hormones, because once we introduce hormones to our body says, okay, I don't need to make that anymore. So they, you know, essentially replace the body's actual natural production. That's also why I don't advocate for melatonin, you know, in most situations. But yeah, we've got a big issue going on with testosterone, and the fix is fairly straightforward from a holistic point of view. You know, you change your diet, you make sure you have no grains, no sugars, you have a high fat, high cholesterol diet as well. And, that's always one that it doesn't sound right based on our conditioning of the cardiologist, type approach. But I'm talking about from grass-fed, you know, really, really healthy organs in particular. You have great, great amounts of healthy cholesterol in there, and that's necessary to produce these hormones. But high-intensity training, if you're able to do that, exercise, a healthy, regular sex life, really, really important as well. And then fasting. Fasting will always be kind of a number one thing to do to get your testosterone really pumping up. And then we have the amazing supplements that we can offer from North American Herb and Spice to really make sure, and I can run through those, Dave, you know, to really go through which ones we always utilize to bring those testosterone levels up.
Right. Well, see, the other thing I wanted to bring up, because we were talking about this, having a regular, healthy sex life is important, except, of course, if you're alone, then you have to go out. Well, we won't go there. Don't go to Match.com, whatever you do. All right. No, I did want to throw some other stuff in here. Jay said she had a customer ask if soy was in any of their products.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question, because that does come up a lot. We have zero soy in anything that we actually make today. We would never have used soy back in when the company was launched. And really, soy is such a dangerous ingredient. It's essentially, it mimics estrogen, so it will actually bring testosterone down. We can't digest soy very well. We can't really digest legumes in general. And there's this kind of hidden myth where we say soy is actually a huge part of the Asian diet. And, you know, people in Asia live longer, or they live healthier lives. It's completely false. And when you actually analyze soy, you see it's high in phytic acid. It's high in protease inhibitors like trypsin. And all this does is really, it stops our body from functioning, stops it from being able to utilize enzymes that are necessary. And all of these things lead to poor health. It leads to extremely bad effects on weight gain and things like that. And then we also have to remember that there is a goitrogenic effect from soy, which is really going to affect the thyroid and the functioning of the thyroid. But ultimately, what does this end up with? It ends up with poor health, lower testosterone, too high estrogen, and then all sorts of other challenges like cancer and other things.
Wow. Boy, that's heavy stuff. So no soy.
You got that.
All right. No soy.
Especially in our Purely E. So most vitamin E on the market is soy-based. So that's a really, really key point to make. You know, not only do we have all the tocotrienols, all the tocopherols, not only is it whole food, but it is also completely soy-free.
Oh, that's good to know. So as far as the supplements go that we have on the website now that you sell, fill us in on what works as far as the testosterone aspect.
Yeah, well, Purely Liver is always a go-to, and, you know, that is, it's high in all the amino acids. Glycine is really important for testosterone. You know, zinc being a really, really critical mineral for testosterone production. And then we know that vitamin D and the cholesterol, which go hand in hand, you can't make vitamin D without cholesterol. Just further kind of proof, and you can see how it all sticks together and how everything kind of works. But that's a really, really important one. And, you know, we have very quick results. We get higher energy from that, which, again, is related to testosterone and just better stamina in general. Purely Zinc is another really, really good powder that, you know, just because of the mineral content alone, you know, you have vitamin C in there, you have the zinc, again, the magnesium, all of these are critical factors for testosterone production. The Maco Power, which is a maca product. So maca, only grown in Peru, is known as Peruvian ginseng. Really, really is critical that you don't get in my view, an alcohol extracted maca. So we actually water extract and get this really, really powerful concentrated extract. That blend, the Maco Power, actually tastes really good because it also utilizes a little bit of Peruvian yacon and then also some purple corn. This purple corn is not corn like a grain. It's a true superfood, high in antioxidants, high in anthocyanins. So really cleansing. And then the maca, which is celebrated for anybody who has failure to thrive. And then it really, really boosts that testosterone in men and women. So women can do really, really well with maca as well. It's good for fertility. So it really couldn't sing the praises more of maca. And then, of course, we have our ashwagandha. And we have that in the capsules or the drops. And ashwagandha really has been celebrated as again, Indian ginseng. Known to really, really help with testosterone. It's adaptogenic, as we know, and it converts a lot of these hormones to be in the right levels. But we actually combine in our capsules the ashwagandha with the royal jelly. And royal jelly is known as one of the best food sources of natural testosterone. So you've kind of got this all-encompassing kind of superfood mixed with ashwagandha capsule that I just couldn't say enough good things about.
So the maca powder, I want to get back to the maca. You said there was something that the big difference is a lot of these people that pander this stuff, you said there's alcohol in it?
Yeah, there's different extracts that you can do with herbs, and really it goes to how do you get the kind of the best elements of these wonderful roots and herbs out? And most of the time, you can get there without the use of alcohol. A lot of companies will use chemical solvents to get these areas, but there's always some of that left over. We only use organic alcohol in about two of our different products, and that's to be very specifically to get to the wonderful nutrient compounds that we want to. But maca is not one that you would need to do that with, and we have a wonderful water-extracted maca that is so powerful. And, you know, the results really speak for themselves. But MAC-O Power is a liquid. It's a two-ounce liquid, and it really does taste good. So, you know, if you know children who have a failure to thrive, really, really effective for that. But a lot of men have been turning to MAC-O. You know, we're seeing record sales on MAC-O over the last 6 months in particular. And that really does keep up with the theme that we're seeing kind of out there in the marketplace where there is this need for testosterone products.
So, but the thing is that this 2 ounce bottle of MAC-O Power, this is not something you're just going to put how many drops under the tongue, or is it do you have to put it under the tongue? How is the dosage on this?
Yeah, you put it under the tongue. You can mix it in to drinks, but it does taste good on its own. Maca is a pretty nice tasting root, but mixed with the Yakon and Purple Corn, it is actually quite delicious. You know, 20 to 40 drops a day, and you know, people will really notice a turnaround and improvement in their testosterone levels.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen overnight, folks. I mean, look how long it took us living in this environment to get the way we are. So it is going to take a little bit of time and a little bit of use of the product, and due diligence is always the big thing. Now, as far as the you talked about fasting, and a lot of people, I don't know what it is about us being so conditioned to having, you know, we just can't get away from that food pyramid and three meals a day and or eating small meals or, you know, the fasting part. There's some rules that go with fasting, right?
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, if you can achieve autophagy, which is really, so then that means your body essentially is eating itself. So it's getting back to the best way it can be. It's just focusing on utilizing all of the parts of the body to be its best way, essentially. And that usually takes around 18 hours to get there. So, you know, it's to get in that best zone. But once you adapt your diet and you get away from sugar, you get away from, you know, these grains in particular, because all they do is really they spike blood sugar, they create insulin resistance, and then they create this need to be hungry. And if you can also avoid chemicals and processed foods, which are just tricking your body into thinking a certain way, then you adapt a habit that you can really follow that isn't challenging. You know, you essentially eat more fat, you eat, you know, really, really good food still, but you have an eating window that allows your body to get in its best position. And most people, you know, who start doing it, start at 12 hours, then go to 14 hours, 16, and then 18. And then sometimes, I mean, there's days where I actually forget to eat for about 24 hours and then go, oh, sugar, I better get some food in my system. So I, really, really, it is something that you train yourself to be able to do, but the results will speak for themselves. And well, all of those challenges hormonally will also be fixed in conjunction with, you know, the supplements, the correct diet as well.
Right. So, but the thing is that you should drink water while you're fasting, right?
Water can be important. Yeah. I mean, some people will drink electrolytes as well, which I think is, another valid approach. But yeah, you should definitely stay hydrated. You just want to stay very conscious of what's going on there. Herbal teas, black coffee is fine. Water and then electrolytes are absolutely fine as well.
Now, as far as electrolytes, people are going to go grab the Gatorade. I just know, and that's loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about like Pedialyte and stuff like that, right? We're talking about stuff that doesn't have all that garbage in it. I mean, what are we talking about as far as electrolytes?
Yeah, well, stay away from Pedialyte because I think they've got all the artificial colors.
Really? Yeah. Oh, great. Great. That's all we need. Feed the babies. And see, here's the other thing. You were talking about no grains. And what are moms doing? Peanut butter and jelly between two slices of bread. And you send it to school, and now you wonder why your kid is having a hard time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And again, it goes back to our conditioning, the food pyramid, like you mentioned, where grains are given this ultimate importance. And you've got to remember, the grains of the Bible are so much different than the grains we have today. They used to soak them. They used to sprout them. And, you know, there is some element there because that does destroy these phytic acids, these nutrient absorbers, where they just destroy nutrients or they stop the body or block the body absorbing nutrients. So, essentially we've just got different grains than we did 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago. And we see every time that they will block mineral absorption, and you see everywhere how mineral deficient we are. And then, you know, again, it goes back to what's happening in the soil as well. All of these things act the same way in the soil. So, ultimately, if we can get away from the bread, now a couple sandwiches a week aren't going to hurt children. There's not going to be the end of the world. Still try to get organic, try to get sprouted grain bread. Absolutely. But ultimately, it's going to lead to insulin resistance. It's going to lead to poor mineral absorption. And there are better solutions out there. You know, there's recipes out there that you can make with coconuts. You can use almond flour. You can use eggs and cheese and kind of blend those together. So there's tons of alternatives to get that same effect.
Yeah, we have done that. And we do that regularly here. The thing is, though, about these sprouted grains and stuff like this, when you do this grain diet and you're putting this wheat garbage in your system, this seems to be a problem. And there's so many of these doctors out there today that are recommending the keto diet. And I've had the keto bread and it tastes like cardboard when you put it in the toaster. I mean, they've literally, I just don't see the way that people achieve what they call ketosis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm having a real hard time because some people have absolutely wonderful results with it. But a majority of the people I've talked to, no. I just don't get it. I mean, to me, keto just is like the opposite of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, keto is interesting because, you know, there's a good way to do keto. And then like anything, there's dirty keto and then there's, you know, something in between. And, you know, to me, I kind of look at the keto diet is for people who have seizure disorders. And it's a really critical component of any seizure disorder treatment that I really, really would advocate. However, when it comes into, you know, kind of our regular lifestyle, you know, I would call myself more paleo than keto. However, I probably do go into ketosis quite often because of the diet, but I'm not aiming for it. But I do think like any diet, you can do it well or you can do it the wrong way and the dirty way. I mean, there's all sorts of problems with keto. They're eating erythritol, sweetened foods. That's going to destroy the gut. It's going to be really, really dangerous. So keto in itself is not necessarily dangerous, but the things that they apply as counting as keto, like you said, the keto bread, extremely unsuccessful in terms of improvement in overall health.
Yeah, I haven't seen any results of it. And, you know, I just as soon throw that junk in the garbage because it's not doing me any good sitting in there taking up space. So anyway, as far as the high intensity training, we have a lot of senior citizens out there that already may be doing that regimen. I know some of our people walk, you know, 2-3, sometimes 5 miles a day. That's not really the high intensity training you're talking about, or is it? I mean, we got to lift weights, pump iron. I mean, what do we have to do? We obviously can't go to Planet Fitness because they're letting men into the women's locker rooms. So, what do we do? What do you term high intensity training?
Yeah, it is getting the elevated heart rate up, and essentially once or twice a week, doing 8 high intensity exercises. You know, lifting weights is a great high intensity training. You can also do sprint work, where you essentially do 8 sprints at your maximum, followed by a short rest period, followed by another sprint. If you do 8 sets of that, that would be considered high intensity training.
That is another effective.
Treadmill's great if you do the sprints on the treadmill and then you do slow jog followed by sprints. You know, there is definitely a way to do it. And, you know, we all have different levels of high intensity, but you're trying to get that heart rate up to kind of that 10% below its maximum amount for your age. And, you know, lifting weights can also get you there as well. So that's what we refer to. We don't talk about jogging. We don't talk about walking, even though they are great. You know, can be great exercises. This is very specific. And then it goes into your recovery then as well. You know, what do you put into your body after you exercise? Again, following that really, really clean diet, making sure we're getting healthy grass-fed meats into the system, including things like ashwagandha, chaga, that are going to really help boost our muscles, boost our strength and stamina. Really, really critical for our overall response.
Well, see, and the thing is, too, about exercise and about it, it does actually increase endorphins in the system, which this is also important in your cycle of life, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know, mood disorders, which go hand in hand with hormonal disorders, endorphins are absolutely critical to how we respond there. So, yeah, 100%.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you've gotten a snoot full of that information, because Justin Porter's been studying this stuff like crazy. He's currently working on his PhD in this holistic natural health and nutrition area. So, anyway, there you go. Purely Liver. Purely Zinc, Mako Powder, and Ashwagandha, all available at the Power Mall. These are things, if you're really serious about getting a grip on the testosterone shortage, you need to take advantage of right now while you can. We'll be back with Lee Williams after these messages. Stay with us.
Unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call, now more than ever. We need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.